it's been said before, but I'll say it again. Thank you for bringing me back to what I've always known.
It is good that you've lived enough life to come to that knowing. Welcome back.
Yesterday, something happened that I would like to get some information on. One of the people requested that you pump up the vibrations. You said that you were going to wait, but at that time, there was a pulse that I felt. And I felt a vibration that I've never felt before. It was not excitement, but it was, I think, that part that Esther talked about, the finger in the light socket or the toe in the light socket, stimulation. My goal for the center of the vortex is the calm and the stimulation at the same time. And I'm reaching for a better understanding of what that is. Because the feelings that I have felt before, I feel like I'm on a different level now, and I don't even have the words to describe it. Jerry's word, ineffable, fits where I am right now.
That word is so annoying to Esther. Every time Jerry says, there are no words, Esther says, then what am I doing? She said, I am the maker of the words. I'm the maker of the words for the energy. Stop saying that there aren't any words. There are a lot of words.
So how can I describe that sense of stimulation, empowerment? Because it's not excitement as I've described it before.
Well, you are right, and so is Jerry. Don't tell Esther we said that. In that you are a vibrational interpreter, and there are some things that can be clumsily explained with words. There are some things you can't. How would you use words to describe taste with your tongue, or words to really describe fragrances? There are just some interpreters that are more expressive and more precise than words will ever manage. And these emotions and this sensation of this physical feeling of energy moving through you is wordless, it really is, and it is meant to be that way. It is the reason that your guidance system comes in the form of feeling, the merging of the energies between who you're allowing yourself to be and who you really are. That's really what the juncture of life at all times. That's the reason that your power is all in your powerful now, because it is the power that you engage or affect by the focusing of your thoughts for the purpose of aligning those energies. And so we like it when you say you cannot find words for some things, because there are some things that words are not meant to be about. There are some things that it is the emotional response that is the indicator of what you are about. There is a much larger part of your population that is wordless, that is more in vibrational alignment with Source than the part of your population that have words. The babies and the beasts don't have words, but they have alignment. And sometimes your words are the way that you bring yourself out of alignment, because you try too much to think or too much to speak and act, and not enough to feel, not enough to move yourself by virtue of what you are feeling. We want you to remember that you are more non-physical than you are physical. And as you just hold that one idea, and then you are letting your dominant intent be about understanding or asking to understand how the larger part of you is perceiving any moment in time that you are focused upon, you will begin to have more and more of those moments where you will feel the fullness of what the broader part of you is feeling. We really like the explanation that we've been offering and that so many of you have been adding to, as we explain to you that in the contrast that you live, you set forth these rockets of desires that accumulate into this vibrational escrow, meaning it's yours, it is encoded with all that you are, and it's being tended for you, for the physical you, by the broader non-physical being that is you, that which truly is source. And we like this feeling of this vortex. We can feel that as we demonstrate it, that more of you are coming to a clear understanding, even though there are things that from non-physical that you just cannot explain with physical words. As you get your thoughts around this vortex, and then you said just now, you like the idea of the feeling of the energy and enthusiasm of that vortex, and you also like the feeling of the calm in the center. So we want to explain to you that what you personally experienced yesterday, as we were merely beginning to talk about the raising of vibration, we want to say to all of you that when we say we're going to goose up the energy, what we mean is we're going to focus in a way that is so precise that those who are somewhere in the vicinity of that which we are focusing, if you will allow it, which means if you are in the vicinity of it, because they mean one and the same, if you are in the vicinity of a vibration, law of attraction is going to make sure that you allow it. In other words, it's not like you could be in the vibrational proximity and not allow it. If you're in the vibrational proximity of something, it's going to be. Now, just to give you a little bit of a basis of where your question is going to take us, we've been saying for a while that if you have a strong desire for something and your belief is not up to speed with your desire, if your desire is very, 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 very strong, that desire can overcome that belief. Now, why would that be? Well, if your desire is strong, you're thinking about it more. And even if you're thinking about it from a position of not having it, you have a strong desire, but it's not happening. You have a strong desire, but it's not happening. Every time you look at the opposite end of the stick of something that you want, you launch another rocket. So the desire gets stronger and stronger, even if you are not focused in a way that is about what you want. You can be focused on the absence of what you want and make your desire stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So let's say that you are like many people. You're sitting in a gathering like this, and you have achieved whatever level of allowing you've achieved, which means you are in whatever proximity to the source within you that you are. But then you sit and you listen to us ramble on and on for a few hours, and the more you listen and the more you want to understand, the more you relax into the vibration that is closer to who you are. And so without even knowing it, you're letting your resistance fall away and you're coming closer to who you really are. And then when we project the thought and cause the energy to be more emphasized, we have to put this here. It is not necessary for you or us or anyone to goose up energy. It is not necessary for there to be a focusing of an energy, because there is an energy and you have a vortex and you don't need someone else to goose up the energy. But all that happens in a forum like this or in any conversation is that as we speak together and focus, the energy that is always there is more concentrated. It's sort of like the difference between light and laser beam. It's still the same light, it's just concentrated. You get a sense of what we're talking about?
Yes.
So as we were visiting with you and you were in your normal state of wanting and allowing and you listened, you just got closer and closer and closer to the edge of that swirling energy, and closer and closer and closer to the edge of that swirling energy. And when we said, or when our friend asked, what about goosing up the energy, and we gave a brief explanation about what that was, that moved you in close enough into the stream that the stream took you. The stream took you, as it always will when you get in the vicinity of it. That's why we want to say to you, we don't want this to be something that you're thinking so hard about. We just want you to care about how you feel. You would be better off to go to a football game if it pleases you than to some lecture like this in order to intellectually stimulate and understand things. Anything your life is causing you to want, do the things in life that now cause you to allow what you want, which means do the things that chill you out, do the things that make you feel good. Take the cruises, lie on the beach, float in the water, get the massage, have the get someone to scratch your back. Do the things that feel good to you as often as you can, so that you allow yourself proximity to what's already swirling as a result of what you have already given birth to, you see. You've done enough living long before you heard about Abraham or came to one of these gatherings to get an incredible swirling vortex going, which is your vibrational escrow. And anything that we can do to help you approach it so that law of attraction can draw you in to the power and the clarity of who you are, the better. Good. So now, imagine an airplane flying across the sky. It's high in the sky. It's going 500 or 600 miles an hour. And you're sitting in your seat, looking out the window, watching the landscape go by, and all is well with you. It looks calm. It is calm. All is well. There is very little resistance happening. Put that same aircraft on the ground at that speed, and it would be a white-knuckle flight for sure. Because that speed on the ground, with all of the resistance as a result of being on the ground, would make it a totally different experience. So we're talking about the less resistance there is within you, the more the faster energy feels normal to you. So many of you, by virtue of what you're living, and especially as you have conversations with us like you are having through listening to the recordings and the videos or coming to a seminar like this, as you participate consciously in these ideas of deliberate creation, your energy stream moves faster and 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 faster. And as it does, how you are in relationship to it matters a lot. We really want to say to you that when your stream moves fast, eventually you'll catch up with it, because one way or another, maybe even when you croak, you will have the experience of that faster moving stream. But by managing your own vortex, by managing your own, begin again, by managing your relationship with your own vibrational escrow, you now are able to feel the exhilaration of the fast-moving energy, but you feel more like you're in the center of it where it is calm than on the edge of it where it is not. And all of you have to decide which part of that feels best to you. In other words, sometimes we would recommend that you get over there where the energy is swirling, and sometimes you feel the thrill of the edge, and sometimes you rest in the middle where it's calm. In other words, we would move about in that vortex from exhilaration to calm and exhilaration to calm, but we would not step back into lack. And that's the way the source within you exists. The source within you that is swirling in this vortex is always in the center where it is calm. Always in the center where it is calm, because we're not looking for the adventure or the validation or the proof of value. In other words, we are in the center where it is calm. But you like the adventure of it. It feels good to have your back scratched. It feels good to itch a little bit. It feels good to be hungry a little bit. You just have to decide how much pathos you need in your life. And what we've noticed for most of you, the pathos that you choose, the drama that you choose, in the majority of cases, almost without exception, is because you want to validate your successes with your struggles. You want to pay the price for the good that comes to you. Most of you are not in that place yet of understanding that good is good and it is supposed to come to you, and that you are good and that good things are a match to the good that you are, you see. So, we liked this conversation. Did you?
Very much. Thank you.